Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. Dr. Barna, as we're looking as parents and we're trying so hard to raise up this next generation of disciples and of world changers, really. I mean, we hear that term, you know, people want to change the world. We want hope and change, right? But we want hope and change in the best direction that will really change our nation for the good. And we'll change our families for the good, because again, our families are in so much trouble in a lot of ways. What is the one last piece of advice? I mean, you've got a big audience here who's listening to you. If you could leave us all with one last message, what would it be?
In studying parents who are really effective at raising their kids to be disciples of Jesus, both they and when their children aged enough that they were adults and we could see, yeah, they stuck with it. They really are serious about their faith in Christ. I interviewed both groups of people and asked the parents, what do you think you did that made the biggest difference? And then asked the kids, what do you think your parents did that helped you to be this kind of disciple today? And the thing that almost all of them, it wasn't 100% consistent, but almost all of them agreed on, was my parents were so consistent. They knew what they believed. They knew why they believed it. They talked it. They showed it. And there was no deviation from it. They held me to it.
Yeah.
And even when I told them I hated them because of it, they didn't waver. They said, well, that's your choice. But I've got to do what my calling is. My calling is to raise you up to know, love, and serve God with all your heart, mind, strength, and soul. This is the best way I know how to do it. And so that consistency is critical. Understand that, by the way, as a parent, you will raise conflict with your children if you try to raise them to be a disciple. It's only natural in a culture that resists Jesus. And so just be prepared for that and know that it doesn't mean that you're failing. What it means is, yeah, you're getting through. They hear and see what you're saying. They see it's different than what the world is saying, and now they're battling with it. Mm-hmm. And raising a disciple is always a dramatic, ongoing spiritual battle. Mm. It's never easy. And so just be prepared for that. Another thing I would say that's vitally important for parents is that whole identity piece. You've got to go into this knowing that you're the adult in the room. Doesn't matter whether your child likes it or not. You can try to make it more palatable. That's fine. But never compromise God's principles in the process. And so identify as, you know, a follower of Christ, a disciple. Identify as the parent of that child with the primary responsibility for their spiritual development. And identify as being a disciple maker. And, you know, live with the consequences of that. When you face God, he's going to ask you how you did on that. That's part of what your judgment's going to be about. Did you take it seriously or not? Did you invest yourself wholeheartedly in it or not? And the answers hopefully will be yes. And, you know, the results aren't all up to you. Yeah. You can only do your best to be obedient.
Right.
You know, that's the role of the Holy Spirit, you know, and God working here on the planet around us and through us and sometimes in spite of us. But you know what? You just do your job and let God do his.
Yeah. Amen. All right. I have one last question for you, because I was thinking about this as you were talking. Talk really quickly to the parent who, and this is going to be kind of a two-part question, but I think you can answer it fairly quickly. The parent who has not been intentional about discipling. They've listened this week to your message and your statistics and your studies, and they've said, you know, I've blown it. I haven't done these things. How do I get started? Maybe their kid's 15 years old or 17 years old, and they're just not sure what to do now. They feel kind of frozen and stuck. And then also to the parent who maybe they have done these things and they have that wayward child who's just not accepted the truth for themselves. How would you encourage those parents?
Be consistent, you know, with the wayward child, you know, you never give up. It's never too late. No matter what a person's age is, one of the things I discovered in another study I did is that God will use a crisis in a person's life to cause them to sit back and reflect on, to question whether or not they're thinking right. And so rather than thinking of a crisis as an awful thing that we want to avoid, God uses crises in our life to transform us, to bring us back onto the right path. Mm-hmm. When you see that happening in a child's life, help them to think of the crisis in that manner and help them to go through that. You know, if you've got a child who's in their teens, in their 20s, 30s, whatever, and you think, oh man, it's too late. It's never too late. You know, because God's truth is God's truth, and you are always their parent. And if you built that relationship with them, you're always going to have an entree to introduce some of these critical thoughts and behaviors, and to continue modeling it for them through your consistency with biblical truth. So never give up, and keep in mind that, you know what, until we die, there's the opportunity for us to help people to recognize who Jesus Christ is, how much he loves them, what he did for them, and that it's never too late for somebody to say, I blew it before, but I'm not going to blow it from now on. I want Jesus as my savior, and I'm going to live like him for him. That's the goal, and we can never give up on pursuing that goal.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.